Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
News came out over the weekend, and I'm sure you talked about it yesterday they actually did the meeting in Lackawanna County. But this kind of coup, as we call it, it's sad. Look, there's going to be a special election, November 4th, right?
November 4th, yes.
It's coming up in a week. Aren't we? We're talking a week.
Yeah.
And so we have someone who's there. And look, I get it. This is someone who feels like they should have been there months ago. But there was a legal process, whether you like it or not. There's a legal process that went on, and this thing got dragged out quite some time. And look, I think it started petty. And it's ending petty before we even get to an election day. I don't understand, but it's really like up to, I guess, each county's party to come up with a plan. I don't like the fact that a party can pick the person who takes the place of someone leaving for the entire remainder of a term, because in some cases, like the McGloin one, you had almost 3 years
left.
Still left. And in that case, it becomes this kind of political, you know, we're going to put our people in. I always think that, look, I get it. Temporary, sure. But it should be a special election. And that's, you know, the whole process was the thing that was before the court. And in the meantime, Bill Gaughan and a judge who was sitting in on the board then voted together to do this special election. And I guess all of that's, it's still happening. But Brenda Sacco, who didn't want to run, I'm so confused by the, I don't want to run for the position, but now that I'm here, I want to stay. But you left, you didn't want to run and you didn't want to leave your state job to run, but you left your state job to be there for 2.5 weeks. Like, that's confusing to me. I feel like you should have thrown your hat in the ring, so to speak, and run. But you're there nonetheless. Right. And I get it. You want to be there, albeit for 2.5 weeks, but it seems like it's just retribution. To come in and look, you want to work with the Republican as a Democrat, and I'm always for people working together. I would love it if all three would always try to work together. I don't think, even though there are majorities,
yeah.
I hate that people don't work together. But in this case, it looks like the Republican and the Democrat have not just decided to oust him from his position, which they can do, albeit for 2.5 weeks until someone new comes in. But to fire somebody, I just think that's, I don't think that's appropriate. I think I don't like that because it's such a short term thing. Because who's to say? So do you have nobody now in the communications position until the new people come in? Because they'll bring in who they want. See, politics is ugly. This is why through the years, you know, you get people who say, would you ever want to work in know, politics, county government. I've had people ask me that. Would you? And I go, you know, you work in those places, and then when there's new people in charge, they bring their own people in, and you're out. Like, you there's never any stability, it seems. Brenda Sacco got bounced by Gaughan and McGloin. Whether you like it or not, she seems like she had the qualifications.
Right.
But also, you have to know that that's going to happen. And I'm sure she took some joy yesterday in being able to get some payback to him. But in the end, I mean, really, it's about what you can do for people in the county and the taxpayers. And I don't like to see it, because I see it. We see it every day on a national level. And it's this ugly, retributive, vengeful kind of thing. And in that case, I don't understand. I get like, okay, we don't want you in charge. I'm here now. I feel like you've been a jerk to me. And I can be the majority commissioner, albeit for a couple weeks. I'm going to still stick around. Like, this whole nebulousness of how I'm going to stay here, but I'm not going to tell you how.
It's weird. There's a Bill Gaughan had made a statement talking about all this, and he talks about how she had testified in court just a few weeks ago saying she wouldn't be considered for the special election. Again, just to set it up, he says that and then kind of goes through how it's changed. And it is, I think it is kind of interesting. Again, this is Bill Gaughan yesterday in that meeting.
Just a few weeks ago, as some of you pointed out in your comments, Commissioner Sacco testified in Lackawanna County Court that she would not present herself to the public to be considered for the special election because she would have to resign from her state job, which pays roughly $80,000 a year to do so, and the risk was just too great. Understandable. She did relinquish that job shortly thereafter, however, to accept an appointment, even though the very court order by which she was appointed states clearly that she may serve only until the voters choose a new commissioner in the next election. That election is 1 week from tomorrow. The question now is, at least in my mind, and I'm sure some of yours, what fresh scheme is in store to try to extend the length of the appointment for the entire 2+ years remaining in the term, rather than until the next election as mandated by the court?
I mean, yeah.
Scheme. Well,
it's little words like that, by the way, that dig at people's scheme. You could just be like, what is the plan? You know, if you want to keep it kinder, that didn't happen much in this meeting. There's little digs like that.
Right. There seems like there's been bad blood from Chris Patrick in the Democrat committee from the very beginning of this thing this year when McGloin left. I don't know what the backstory is, but the fact that he wanted to put in someone like a Brenda Sacco, who would have somewhat of an axe to grind. Now, perhaps he thinks she is the most qualified, but you have to know that this is not going to be a good relationship. And if you're a party chairman, isn't the point to try to keep the party together and working together? I'm kind of confused by it all. This whole thing is just weird, and it's been weird. And what's really weird, I think you have a clip where she was asked about how how she was going to hold on to this. Do you have that clip? I think we played it last hour.
Yes, 1 second. Give me 1 second.
When he asked her directly a question about how she was going to hold on.
Well, when he asked her, are you going to honor the results and step down? And she said, no comment.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Oh, so sorry. Hang on. Let me go back to where I was. It's a little bit of a convoluted process. My apologies. I'm opening it up. 1 second, Nancy. Okay. Yeah, here is... he just says, this is where he asks her directly about what's going to happen next.
So I'm going to ask you directly. Are you going to recognize the results of this special election for commissioner and vacate your seat when the new commissioner has been elected, regardless of who it is?
I have no comment.
No comment. There you go, folks. Now.
Shame.
What is this like? Wow. Like a literal? I feel like we're in Salem,
like,
and there's literal
play.
Witch. Yeah,
like
shame. Who says shame?
It's like
we
Greek,
say
it's
shame.
The Greek chorus.
Yeah.
But seriously, this is not good or healthy for the people. And again, she made a comment as well.
Yeah.
I think you had a longer clip there when she invoked her daughter and what had happened, you know, to her through this process. And folks, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this whole thing. You can text us while we're getting this together.
570-883-0098. This is, again, Brenda Sago, because, you know, why did she say she wasn't going to be in the special election and then change her mind? And this is where she makes some accusations and talks about where her head was at versus now.
I had no idea the Supreme Court was going to come back last Monday with their decision. And when they did, I had to take this seat for the short... Yeah, I did. Actually, I had to stand up for the rights of individuals that got bullied, which I was bullied by the Commissioner Gaughan in the legal system for the last...
A lot of bullying going on.
Well, he weaponized the legal system. And I had to... What kind of role model would I be for my daughter if I didn't? So that's why I'm here.
I think a role model would have stood up and said, I care enough about this county that I will run for this seat. This is wrong, and I should be running. I don't understand what happened to the other two candidates. There were three.
They kind of went on to go through. Yeah. By the way, that was Alexis Kelly from Newton Township, by the way, speaking. Just a resident.
There were three candidates, and one bowed out when the judges were doing the interviews. So it was down to two candidates. This whole thing. Again,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, we hear the weaponization of a legal system. He didn't go after you personally. I mean, that's weaponization would be to go after someone personally, at least to the way I see it. I think that, you know, he wanted to clarify the process. And I get it. It's because he also didn't like the people that were chosen. And as a person who pays taxes to Scranton, I don't live in the city, but I do pay taxes. No, I mean, in the county, not the city. I have an interest in this because I do want people in charge that I feel are mature. And I didn't see a lot of maturity from anybody so far, and that's disturbing on a lot of levels. It seems like there's just a lot of this petty political fighting. I have to say, I'm pretty surprised with Chris Chermak. I've always felt that he was a pretty, you know, I thought he wouldn't be involved in this. Now, the whole thing about making them majority commissioners for whatever short period of time, you know, whatever, that's one thing. But the whole, like, firing of people. So if you felt you were bullied, is it okay to bully people back?
Many people say yes. I would disagree.
I don't like that. You may not like it, what happened to her, which was she was in a position and McGloin and Gaughan let her go. That does happen, though. That is a tough part of working with politics. When you work in county government or city government or whatever, when new people come in, you may be let go. And you may not like that, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And the fact that you then, when you have a chance, even if you're only here for a few weeks, that you would go and have someone else fired. Again, I think that's something where I would have drawn the line. You want to do a majority commissioner thing and box this person out because you didn't like this long process. Fine, whatever, for whatever short period of time. But the fact that I would have drawn the line at terminating people because you have somebody from a special election most likely coming in, and they want to bring in their own people, or they may have wanted to keep somebody and they could bring them back, or they could find someone new. I just feel like this went above and beyond. And the fact that she didn't answer that question with an I don't have a comment, like, you're now in a position of power and you should be transparent. And yep. You should tell us, how is it that you plan to stay in this position? If you're going to fight it legally, just say that. Just say that. Don't say, I'm going to show my daughter how to get back at bullies. What, by bullying other people? I don't get that.
What I was going to say to that point, you know, you say, you know, if you're bullied, should you bully back? It's all about perspective, because from the bullied person's perspective, they're not bullying back. They're standing up for themselves. So if you put yourself in her shoes, it's a different story than from what we see on the outside, which appears to be like tit for tat. So we don't know what happened or why. It's frustrating to see this all kind of play out, though. And you can look at their expressions and kind of tell. Sometimes it feels very contentious and ugly. And I think they all think they're doing the right thing, but you know who's not benefiting? Residents of Lackawanna County. Yeah. So.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.